Today's share in the Der Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new simon, which will Amir Tzashem also conclude and start the next simon. So let us begin with simon Tuf at the very top of the page. The Mechaber tells us, here the dinim of somebody who's traveling on the road and he doesn't realize where he is in relationship to the city, so what is his tum when he stops Erev Shabbos and establishes his makum shvisa? So the Mechaber says, Mishoyu Abba Derech, traveler on the road, and he's going to enter into the city. He's planning to go into this city over here, but he's not there yet. At least he doesn't know if he's there yet or not. Mishoyu Abba Derech Likonis Leir, he's going on the road, traveling toward the city. V'yoshav Baderech Lanuach, he rests, and V'choshkelo, and it becomes now Bein Hashmashos, he's stopping to travel. And this is his Mokum Shvis over here. V'choshkelo, it becomes dark, it becomes the Bein Hashmashos, it's now Shabbos. V'lo yoda shehu b'tchum ma'ir. He doesn't realize he's within the tchum of the city. The city's behind the curve, behind the hill, and he doesn't realize he's within the 2,000 amos of the city. So he's really Konesh Shvisa in that city, but he doesn't realize it. And only afterwards, v'yachakach motza atzmo b'tchuma. He goes and takes a spatzir on Friday night. He's walking only a little bit. He sees, he turns the bend. Oh, there's the city. It was right there. Or the next morning, he goes and he sees the city is right there. So what's the halacha? So the Mechaber tells us, kono shvisa ba'ir. Since he did not specifically state he doesn't want to be kona the shvisa in the city, and since his intention was to go towards that city, and in fact he was in the city, so the din is that he's considered like a city dweller, and v'nichnas l'socha b'shabbos, he's allowed to enter into that city on Shabbos, he's considered within the tchum, and umahalach is kula, v'chutzala apayim amal chol ruach. And he's considered in regards to the din of tchum, like any other person living in the city, that city is dalet amos, and then you start his tchum Shabbos from that city's focal point around in all directions, as we've learned in the previous simonim, 2,000 amos, and he, in fact, is considered like a regular city dweller, and he doesn't have his place where he is, 2,000 amos beyond that place, in all the other directions, he's considered like a regular city dweller. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph explains, Vafilu niskavin liknos shvisa b'mokum zeh. Even as he sat down on Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmash, he says, this is where I'm going to be calling my shvisa. But since he intended to go to the city, his intention over here doesn't exclude him from being considered part of the city. There is an Arichas over here explaining this in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph, Ayin Sham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis says that this person is considered to be established his shvisa in the city. Why? Kivun shemitchi lo haya b'dati likonis leir. That was his intention. He was traveling towards that city. V'lo yodeh shayir toch tchumo. And if he knew that he was within the tchum of the city, lo yachofix likdo shvisa elu en b'nei ha'ir. He had no intention of being out in the road where he is and that being his mokum shvisa. He wants to be in the city. And therefore, v'lochein, gam ato, now as well. Harehu ki echod b'nei ha'ir. We halachically consider him like one of the city people. Lahaloch is cool up to be able to walk the entire city as if it's only Dalet Amos, and then Vilos Leoslo Alpayim L'chol Ruach, and he's considered like a regular city person. He has 2,000 Amos in all the directions outside the city. Dirshu footnote number one has a question over here. Would the same halach apply to Tchum according to the opinion that says that there's a 12 mil daraisa tchum, and the Minchas Chinuch is not sure, he's mistopic. Do we consider this as a special, unique din derabbanan, and that's why the rabbis would make it, but for Yud Beis Mil they would not be, or this also applies even for Yud Beis Mil? Ayin Shom in this footnote for this discussion. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Mikol Mokum Yesh Bezeh Chumra Gamkein. There is a chumra, as I've already alluded to, by giving him the city. Shehu Mafsid Mitzad Zeh B'Mokum Shehu Yoshav. He, let's say the city is to his west. So he's considered now in the city, so he doesn't have 2,000 amos to the west, 2,000 amos north, south, and east. He has the tchum of the city. But if he was where he was and he went east direction, he'd actually have a further distance to go, because he's, let's say, 1,000 amos away from the city, within the tchum of the city, but here he would have normally an additional 2,000 amos from his place to go, but if he was a member of the city, he'd only have 1,000 amos to go from his place where he is. So it's a chumra as well as a kula. You don't use his focal place over here and give him 2,000 amos in every direction, since he's already 1,000 amos away from the city, we don't give him an additional 2,000 amos from his point, but he only has 1,000 amos like every other person in the city. V'nira Pashut, the Mishnah Berurah says it's simple. The kol zeh shirotze achshav leilech la'ir, urutovaso hekelu olav. All of this is true if the person is intending to go to the city, and therefore it's considered good for him to have a shvisa in the city. However, avolim rotze lishor b'mokum shekona shvisa. But if he says, no, I really don't want to go into the city. I thought I'd go into the city. I'm very comfortable where I am right now. I'd rather be able to go from my tchum over here, 2,000 amos in every direction, from my mokum shvisa, or shus b'yodo. He has the right to not be a member of the city, and he can stay where he is, and that is his mokum shvisa. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol im lo hayadai to likones lemedina zu. If the person had no intention to go into the city, he's traveling on the road, he doesn't want to stop off in that city, he knows there's a city on the way someplace, he doesn't know where it is, and the Mishnah explains, it doesn't mean lemedina zu, it really means in Sifkot and Gimel, rotsu lo ma'ir, he didn't want to specifically go to this city, he's happy where he is. In this situation, kona shvisa bimkomo, he in fact does acquire where he is his mokum shvisa, and we don't lump him in as being a member of the city and have the tchum of the city, but he has the tchum from the place that he is. And where he's slept or stopped over there, ben hashmashos, so then that's where his tchum is, 2,000 amas in every direction. And therefore, from his place, let's say he's 1,000 amma away from the city, and the city is 5,000 amma wide, so then he'd be allowed to go into the city 1,000 amma, he's from where his place is to the city's 1,000 amma, and he can travel another 1,000 amma into the city, but eino mahalach bir yosem yichetzi, he can't go more than that into the city, more than half into the city, i.e. more than whatever distance his tchum allows him to go into the city, because his mokum shvitza doesn't include the city as dalet amos. However, if the entire city, as we'll see, is included in this additional tchum that he has, so let's say the city's only 500 amma wide, so he has 1,000 from his place to the city, and then he would have another 1,000, and in that 1,000, it incorporates the entire city, because the city is only 500, then we'll view that city as being Dalet Amos for him. This is what the Mishnah Berurah will tell us in a moment. But first, let's look at Sifkot and Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'afilu im lo niskavin likno shvisa kan. Even if he didn't intend to say, this is my shvisa over here. For example, Kigon Shaya Yoshin Bevena Shmashos, he was tired in the afternoon, he fell asleep. During the Bevena Shmashos time, he's asleep. Or B'Shabbos Kishininar, and he wakes up, now it's Friday night, it's Shabbos, Motz Atzma Shu B'toch Tomir. Now he realizes, hey, I'm within the Tom of the city, I didn't realize it. Afal Pikein, in this situation, Lo Nechshav Kanshir, since his intention wasn't to stop into that city, we don't visualize him halachically as being a member of that city. Kivan Shalo Hayo B'dayto Mitchila Liknos V'Kona Shvisa Kan, since he had no intention of going into that city, and therefore he established his Mokum Shvisa over here, even though he was sleeping even, as we'll learn in the next Simon, U'Kilikami B'Simon Sh'achazeh, even if you're asleep, you establish your place where you are. And since he had no intention to go into the city, his default position is that his place is established where he is. The issue footnote number 3 brings this down from a deek in the Lashon of the Rambam, this opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Ritva disagrees. Ritva's mashma, shayoshin b'tchum ho'ir, kono shviso b'ir, af shalo chosh v'kach. The Ritva disagrees and says, if you're within the tchum of the city, you're automatically considered a person of the city, even though you didn't intend to go into that city. And the Ritva explains, shekol dover shu bar shviso. If you are a bar shvisa, besoch tchumir, you're in the city, you can't say, I don't want to be in the city. The city drags you, it pulls you towards it, so to say, minestam daito likonis lir, and we assume that the person wants to be in the city. And it's mashma from the words of the Ritva, she'ein tzorech kavona mefureshes lekach, you don't have to specifically state so. And this is also brought down the Sefer B'nai Tzion from the Or Zoruah. What happens if a person is in a city and he says, I don't want to be kone, the shvisa of this city? So Rav Akiva Eger brings down, shelo kone bo shvisa, he doesn't. And he further says, based upon this, mitam ze kosav shemishi niach erev v'yesh lo sofek im erev chal. If somebody put down an erev, that wants to be his resting place. He's not physically there, but he put down his food, and that will be his mokum shvisa. En yochol hokel leleches es tchum iro midin sofek derabonon shema erev lo chal. He can't say, well, maybe the erev wasn't chal, and therefore sofek derabonon lekula, and I can travel the whole city. Because you might have thought that he could travel over here, al sofek, so he tells us, no. Daito la'akor mishvisas iro besoras vada. He definitely did not want this, and therefore he wanted to be in the other place, even though we're not sure if the other place was chal, he definitely didn't want this place. And therefore, betoras vada, he hives it as tchum beso, so he doesn't have his tchum of his bias when he set up a erev someplace else, and even if that erev didn't work out, he obviously stated essentially, I do not wish to have the erev in my house. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Hay and says that you're allowed to go into Chatz Ya'ir. However, as I pointed out, Avum Kolim Hu'alpayim B'Sofiyah, if the entire city is enveloped in his Tchum, as I gave the example, let's say he's 1,000 Amma from the city, and the city's only 500 Amma wide, and then he would be entitled to walk the entire city because that's within his 2,000 Tchum. So here in this situation, where the city is totally enveloped in his Tchum, Kol Ya'ir Eino Nechshav Lo Elo Ki'ab Amos. Then we view this 500 Amos as only 4 Amos. It's one entity. And then he would have, let's say, 1,000 to get to the city. The city of 500 amos would only be considered 4 amos. So it's as if he only went 1,000 and 4 amos, and now we'd have another 996 amos to go. Commotion is boyer, but Simon Tovches. We'll learn this in a couple of simonim from now in Simon Tovches. Finally, the Ramah concludes this siman and he says, Hagah, Vuvadin, the same halacha applies as we just said in the latter case where the person did not want to enter into the city. If his intention was to go into the city, but he said, V'omar shvisasi bimkomi, I want this to be my makom shvisa, nami dino hachi. He brings down from the Magid Mishnah that this halacha over here, where he says, this, he beferish states, I want this to be my makom shvisa. Even when he's intending to go to the city, if he beferish states, this is where my makom shvisa is, then he doesn't get the entire city, but where he is his makom shvisa. Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Vav, Rosh Lomar, the Gambereisha, the Mayrish Oyo Bidai to Lichnos. In the first case, where we said, we do give him the status of a city dweller, it's because he didn't say anything. He didn't state anything over there. He said, I'm intending to go into the city, and he didn't say anything. But if he says specifically, I wish to go into the city, but this is my makom shvisa, ela b'machshava. So in the ratio, it was only a machshava that he's making his shvisa over here. And since he was intended to go into the city, we give him the city status. But here, Avol Amar came beferish, befid, bein hashmashos. He says, during the bein hashmashos period of time, shvisasi bimkomi, this is my mokum shvis over here. So then, even though his intention was to go into the city, but he's staying right now, and even though he's staying right now is only because he didn't know the city was so close, nevertheless, he said, I want this to be my mokum shvisa, mikom mokum. He's basically stating, I'm excluding myself from being a city dweller. I want this to be my makom shvisa. And therefore, his focal point over here is where he is and not the city, even though he's within the tchum of the city. That's the distinction over here between the Reisha and the Seifa. With this, we conclude Simin Tav, and we now begin Simin Tav Aleph. And this deals with Misha Yoshin Baderek, also a short simin, although we're not going to finish it today. But it's talking about somebody who was asleep at the entrance into Shabbos by Bein HaShmashos, and what is his status of his tchum. Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph. Mishi Yoshin Baderech V'choshlo. Somebody's on the road, he's tired, he takes a shluf Friday afternoon, and he wakes up, it's already past Bein HaShmashos. So what's his din? Kona Shvisa Bimkomo. Wherever he physically was during the Bein HaShmashos, he's asleep, wherever he camped, that is his Mokum Shvisa, V'yesh Lo Apayim Amal Haruch, and you view that as his focal point, and he has 2,000 Amos in all directions. V'davka, this is only, however, Ba'odam, for a person. Why? Mishum Dahoel, because by a person we can say, if Himoyah Neyar Hayakone, if he was up, he would be Kone Shvisa. So therefore, even if he's asleep, Yoshin Nami Kone, he's also able to acquire his Mokum Shvisa even while he's asleep. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Aleph, Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Av Shebein HaShmashos Shuzman Kinei HaShvisa Haya Yoshin, even though during the period of time when you're Kone Yashvisa, i.e. the Bein HaShmashos, he was asleep, and obviously is not considered capable of doing anything while he's asleep, V'lo Yom Iskavin, he certainly didn't have intention while he's sleeping, Liknos Shom Shvisa, to acquire his focal point, his Mokum Shvisa at that place. Nevertheless, afilu hochi konelo shom shvisa. We do halachically give him that place as his mokum shvisa, even though he's asleep and not technically a bardas at that time. We give him the shvisa lios lo misham apayim amal haruach, and that's his focal point. He has 2,000 amos in every direction, and the reasoning is vatam, as the mechaber tells us, the whole of the moyonei v'chule. If he had been up, he would have been able to do so. So we allow him to be koned even while he's asleep. The issue footnote number 2 brings down from the Gon Yaakov that in the city, this isn't necessary to say, since he could be up, so we give it to him even while he's asleep. When a person's in his house in the city, even though the person over here also has no das, but there's no svara to think over here that you have to rely upon whole veneer kana, yoshe nami kana, because kivin shelo yotza micheskas beso, he never left his house. So his obviously, that was his intention and that was his place even before he went to sleep. And he adds on further, shemistabish shu hadin b'mishu shavas bir she'eno iro. Let's say somebody's traveling and he went into a hotel in the other city on Erev Shabbos. He's so tired he falls asleep Erev Shabbos. And now it's Bein HaShmashos, he's in the hotel room. But it was his das obviously to be there, so we don't even have to apply this rule of, since he could do it if he was awake, we allow him to be kona while he's asleep. You don't even need to go upon that because he's in his cheskas beso over here as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol cheftze hefker, as opposed to a person. If you have an item that's ownerless, somebody had lost it and it was meyayish it, now there's an ownerless item. You have a container of water or any other item and it's not owned by anybody right now. It's what we call cheftze hefker. So einam konish tvisa. So where this water is, we don't say this water can be moved 2,000 amas in every direction, but no more. We say it has no shvisa, but it also has no tchum. And therefore, whoever picks up this bottle of water. V'hem kiragle hazocha bohem tchila. Whoever acquires this, it will now take upon the bottle of water, the tum of the person that acquired it. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Beis, the Chefze Yisrael, Sheesh Lem Balim, Him Karagli Abalim. If an item is owned by a Jewish person, it has the tum of the Jewish person, as we've already learned previously. However, Avo Chefze Hefker, an ownerless item, Sheen Lem Balim, there is no ownership on it, Ume Atzmon, Lokonu Shvisa Bimkomon, Mishum Delat Bine Das Hem Liolam, and since it's an inanimate object that has no Das, it can't be Kone its own Shvisa, therefore it is considered over here as if it has no Mokum Shvisa. The lo domu, the odom yoshim, and it's not alike, it's not similar to a person who is asleep, who has the ability to be kona if he were awake. So we say, since if he were awake, he could be kona, even when he's asleep, he's kona. But the inanimate object has no awake or sleep time. It's always considered halachically lav bar das, and therefore it has no shvis at all, has no tchum at all. Whoever picks it up and it becomes that person's possession, it will follow that person's tchum. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel, Kiragle Hazocha Ben Tchila, brings out an interesting situation. Im zochu bo shtayim, two people simultaneously pick it up, and those people have two totally different eruvim. They happen to be right at the extent, the furthest extent of each of this tchum. So the point where the bottle is let's say Reuven's most eastmost position, 2,000 amah, and it's also Shimon's most westmost position, 2,000 amah. So that's the only place that both of them can go together. So when they both acquire this bottle at the same time, it has the halachic status of both of their tchum, and therefore, since both of their tchums only overlap right at this point, also lozuz also mimkomo, you're not allowed to move it at all. This is the opinion in the name of the Tosafot Sefer Shabbos, the Maamar Mordechai, and other Achronim, not like the opinion of the Taz. The issue footnote number 3 brings down the understanding of this machlokus. According to the Taz, he says, Hadin shechetzi hefka inum konim shvisa hurak lekula. This whole idea over here that this is a kula and not a chumra over here. And therefore, if it has one person picking it up, it can move. How could it be worse if two people pick it up? So he says, in this situation, it's a chumra, and that's not intended. And he says, in this situation, where both of them pick it up, we say it has the tchum of 2,000 amas of where it is. And we don't say that chetzi hefker ain't on shvisa. The other achronim that we brought down disagree with this, as the Bir Halacha stated. This similar discussion can be seen as well in Dirshu footnote number 6, Ayin Shom. So the Mechaber told us over here, in this situation with the Chefze Hefker, Heim Kiragli Hazocha Vem Tchila, Shiyocho Lolichon Lamokum Shielichu, and they can travel with him any place he can go. As the Mishbur says in Sifkot and Gimel, Vav Shehu Chutz Li'apayim Lamokum Hanochas Kelim Tchila. So let's say this person, he comes to the water bottle and it's 1,000 amah from his focal point. So if you looked at it from the water bottle's point of view, you could actually go 2,000 amah still in each direction. But from this person's point of view, he's only allowed to go 1,000 amah in the same direction as he went from his focal point to the water bottle, but he can go 2,000 amahs from his focal point in the other direction, which is 3,000 amahs from the water bottle, no problem. The water bottle can move the 3,000 amah, even though it's, quote, going outside the water bottle's tchum, because the water bottle has no tchum. The Mechaber continues and he writes, that's for a chefzi hefker. Abo chefzi ainu yudi, a possession that's owned by a non-Jewish, not hefker. So that, we say, konin shvisa bim komon. That has the shvisa over here of wherever it is, 2,000 amas in every direction. And even though apa pi shabaleim lav ne shvisa ninu, goyim don't have a concept of tchum. So therefore, the goy can take it 1,000 miles. He doesn't have a 2,000 amma limit. He can travel on a plane and go 6,000 miles away. No problem. He's allowed to take his items. Nevertheless, for this halacha, we view the chevtse akim over here as being in their place, kone shvisa, and therefore, gezeiro chevtse eni yudi otu chevtse yisroel. Because if we were to allow this over here to go and take the akim's item over here, and move it any place you wanted to, you may end up doing the same thing with a chefetz of a yid, and you'd be allowed to think in your mind that you could take that anywhere as well, which you can. So therefore, the rabbis would go to this in this situation. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet Bim Koman, you give it the shvisa of its place over here when it's owned by a non-Jewish person. Nevertheless, you treat it over here as if this is its mokum shvisa, meaning haino b'mokum anachosim, wherever it is, bein hashmashos, that's where you give it 2,000 amas in every direction. The mishom yeshlem alpayim amal l'choruach v'lo yosef. But no more than that, we don't say it follows the shvisa of the non-Jewish person. And the reason behind this, we said it's a gzeira, sivkot and hey, the Mishnah explains. Kiven the alkoponim yeshlem ba'alim, since this is owned, it's owned by the non-Jewish person. Im nomai d'lo konu shvisa, if we say it has no shvisa at all, and therefore you can take it wherever you your tchum allows you to take it, you know what people are going to say? Any item goes by the person who picks it up. Also, the name of Gam Bekelim, Shabbalei Yisrael, even though it's owned by another Jewish person, and it follows that other Jewish person's tchum, if I pick it up, people will mistakenly say, just like if I picked up the guy's thing, it follows my tchum, so too if I pick up a yitz thing, it follows my tchum. Shalo konu gam king shvi, so v'yatiru lo tzien chutz l'apayim, and this could lead to a terrible takola. We're in the middle of the sif, but at this point, we will conclude today's shir.